Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
If you receive a job offer during this crisis, should you negotiate your salary package or simply accept what's being offered? If you're a specialist in a growth market, it's a no-brainer. But what if it's not so clear? It might seem taboo to negotiate in an economic crisis, but experts say it's entirely acceptable. While there may be less room to negotiate than in the past, don't assume that a pay cut is inevitable. To avoid being lowballed, do the usual. Look at market-wide salary benchmarks for a professional with your skills and experience, and research the financial health of your prospective employer. Based on these factors, decide on a salary range that you won't go below and stick to it. Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of Executive Search and Outplacement Services firm PeopleSearch Singapore, says that you should also remember there are other things you can negotiate to make up for a potential shortfall.
We should also bear in mind that there may be some internal equity that the company is looking at. We can ask them more questions like, when I achieve my KPI, what will be my variable bonus and component? What sort of salary increment are we expecting? Should I meet all that performance? So we have to bear in mind that everything is on merit.
In order to be able to ask for more, you need to build your case. Employers gravitate towards candidates who are not only confident but thoughtful, so illustrate with concrete examples the value that you can bring to the team. As you do this, you could also think about whether a compromise on salary could actually be beneficial to you. Think about your career goals and explore if this job might actually help you achieve them.
Have in mind the totality of that role that we're getting ourselves into. So the role, the responsibilities, the opportunities that it can offer should be also a very strong consideration point other than the remuneration.
For example, will the job put you on the leadership track? Perhaps it will give you global or regional exposure that will ultimately increase your employability and bring you better job opportunities in the future.
We really need to get into the details of what are the key performance indicators of that role, and when achieving those KPIs, what would one gain in accepting that role? This job that you've taken, even though it falls short in terms of remuneration of your expectation just a little, you would gain benefits as in skill sets, competencies that you possibly will not have if you continue to stay in your current job. A career is a journey. So every 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, we're actually improving and accumulating our experience. So we have to really take a little bit of a midterm approach. See it as an investment for ourselves.
Always see the negotiation process as a collaborative one that should lead to a win-win scenario. With this in mind, make sure you negotiate amicably. With the acceleration of digital transformation and other changes across the business landscape, employers too need to recalibrate how they benchmark salaries. For instance, in growth industries such as tech, banding employees broadly will not help you attract or retain talent.
So I think we need to be very creative in our salary benchmarking and be very careful and cautious not to go back to our older ways of benchmarking broadly on a job category or a job family. But now we really need to dive deeper and slice it into different technology functions within that broad category, perhaps into infrastructure, help desk, and then applications, and then, you know, the latest technology, the DevOps. And each category should be priced, quote-unquote, differently.
Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of Executive Search and Outplacement Services firm PeopleSearch Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.